welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, special episode number 8. I am here with just me today, and it's been about 4 months since my last episode. You're probably wondering what I've been doing with myself all this time. Well, truth is, I have been cooking. If you didn't already know, I've been doing my own little Julie and Julia turn. And in my version, I play Julie and Martha Stewart plays Julia. I call it Jeff and Martha. I'm blogging about my experience cooking my way through her book, Martha Stewart's Cooking School. I'm 11 months in. I only have 1 month left and a handful of recipes. And the blog is jeffandmartha.blogspot.com. And you can check that out and read about all the amazing meals I've cooked and for all the fantastic people who have come to dine with me. You can read about my failures and you can watch me learn how to frost a cake taught by Martha Stewart herself on her very show. That was an incredible experience, but that's not why I'm here today. I'm here to sing you a little song, a very specifically timed holiday song. But before I sing you the song, I want to tell you a funny coincidental story. This past weekend, which was Sunday, February 7th, I took part in this very amazing slash ridiculous experience called the 24-Hour Musicals. And I want to tell you about it just quickly. This is an experience where four teams write 10 to 15 minute musicals in 5 seconds, and actors learn them in 5 seconds, and then they get performed in 5 seconds. So I'm just going to sort of map out the experience for you, because it's really kind of amazing that anything happened. So this past Sunday night at about 8:30 p.m., the writers all met at the National Arts Club, where we were paired up. It was four teams, like I said, and the four songwriters, or teams, were myself, Adam Guan, Marcy and Zena, and Janine Tesori. So, you know, no slouches. And we were paired up with, we each got a book writer collaborator, and I was very excited to be paired up with Julia Jordan, who's a beautiful playwright and also wrote the libretto to a musical that reduced me to girlish tears. And that musical was Sarah Plain and Tall. So I was really excited to work with Julia. So we got paired up like 8:30, 9 o'clock. About 9:15, we headed over to the Gramercy Theater, where there was a big meet and greet. All of the actors who would be participating were there, and everybody else, designers, et cetera, tech people, musical directors. We all sat in a big circle and introduced ourselves, and the actors got up and, you know, talked about themselves a little bit and sang a little so we could get to know them. And again, no slouches there either. I don't want to get into all the amazing people who were there, but I mean, Nancy Opel, Katie Huffman, Darius DeHaas, I mean, great, great, great people. So then after the meet and greet, the writers head back to the National Arts Club where we divvy up the actors, and I was really excited to get these actors. We got Celia Keenan-Bolger, an alumna of this very podcast, Michael Winther, who I've known for almost 20 years and performed with, and he has sung my song, so that was also really exciting. And then two fabulous new faces for me, Zachary Prince and Marnie Schulenberg. So at about 11:30, I think, Julie and I got our four actors and their Polaroids, and we went to our workstation in the National Arts Club and just stared at their pictures going, now what are we going to do? Because we had about 7 hours to write a musical for these people. So we just started batting ideas around, and we came up with this thing. And by 7 o'clock in the morning, we were passing off a script to the directors because they were going to kind of pick which show they wanted to direct. And we were very fortunate to get Moises Kaufman to direct our play. And also we got a wonderful musical director, Martin Axe. And then by 8:30, we were rehearsing with our actors. And ended up doing some rewrites, and I think I was at the National Arts Club until about noon. And then I headed over to rehearsal for a couple of hours, 12:30 to 2:15. And then I went home to crash while they went back to the theater, the Gramercy Theater, where they'd be performing. They went there for their tech, and then they teched it, and then they went back to the rehearsal space. It was crazy, you know, we all worked so fast and, you know, sort of haphazardly, but we threw together something that could be performed, and they really performed it like so amazingly well, completely off book, that very Monday night. And I'm telling you this whole story, A, because it was fun, and I think it was amazing that we all did that, but B, because the story we came up with dealt with these people who were kind of fighting over the Brooklyn Bridge for their Valentine's Day suicides. And our show is called Anti-Valentines. And I think it's funny that we kind of came on that story, because the song I'm going to sing today is really pretty much the opposite of that story. This song could be called Pro-Valentines, but really it's just called Valentine. And it's just a cute little song I wrote in this part of my brain that only wants to write 30s songs, like songs that sound like they're from the 30s. And this is yet another one of those. So this is me singing Valentine by me. And please excuse my not very well-tuned piano. I'm not one to shout, I'm not one to crow. It's not my style to show my feelings. But I thought you should know my feelings on this auspicious day. Can't you send a card with some corny quote? A simple note would never fly. I'd rather sing it like they sang it in days gone by. Valentine, you make my life so fine. You fill this heart of mine with such delight. When you're near, all my frown lines disappear. You've got me grinning ear to ear, both day and night. I tell you, Valentine, there's nothing more divine than when we intertwine the whole night through. And I'm confessing I wouldn't mind being valentined for the rest of the year with you. You've heard these rhymes before, a million times before, but please don't disregard this tune. For though I rhapsodize with words old-fashioned, I hope you'll recognize how I'm impassioned. Valentine, when our four lips combine, the tingle up my spine could power a town. Your embrace is my favorite hiding place. Wrapped up in that special space, how could I be down? Oh, Valentine, I'd cross a picket line to worship at your shrine. It fills me with glee, and I am praying that you're inclined to stay valentined for the rest of the year with me. Yes. Alas, I am praying that you're inclined to stay valentined for the rest of the year with me. Thanks for indulging my 30s, love. What can I tell you? I have a concert coming up in March. I'm going to be performing at my hometown Jewish Community Center at their Axelrod Arts Center. It's their big annual benefit. And that's on March 6th in Deal, New Jersey. And the exciting news is that I'm sharing the bill with Liz Calloway. So I'm going to do a set, and then Liz is going to do a set, and then we're going to do a little stuff together. So if you are from down there and you are not familiar with Liz Calloway, you should get familiar so you realize what a treat it is that she's coming to you. Other than that, I'm working on my shows. They're going really well. Exciting developments abound. And that's about it. So let me just wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. And this is Jeff saying bye.